Hello, everyone, and welcome to Healing Through the Breakdown and Change, this free healing event that Kenji Kumara and I, Beth Herndobler, have put together to support everybody in moving through these challenging times into the time of the breakthrough with ease and grace. And it is my high honor to be doing this event with Kenji, my dear friend and colleague and mentor, as well as my spiritual grandson. So there's a little story about that. I used to be a Telesummit junkie before I started being the guest on Telesummits, although I still do listen a lot. And I was following Kenji and used to work the system, call in half an hour early. I saw there were quite a few of you who were on here half an hour early. So I don't know if you were trying to game the system as I used to or not, but I would get on early and raise my hand so that I would get called on. And in this particular call, it was on Sheila Gale's show, there were women who were called on before me were talking about needing to disconnect from their children, from sort of being overly attached as the children got older. And when it was my turn, I said, I want the same thing, except I'm a grandma. At the time, I was living with my grandsons and was about to move, and I wanted it to be a smooth transition for all of us. And I said, if you can heal me of this, I'll be your grandma. And Kenji said, well, that'll be easy. Just send checks. And several months later, after doing a reading for some friends who had moved near to Sedona where Kenji was at the time, I said separately to these two people, you need to connect with Kenji Kumara. And they did. And then I went to visit them, and they were able to then introduce me to Kenji. When he came to the truck, I said, hello, grandson. And he looked at me and said, what? I reminded him of the story. And immediately he said, well, that's true. Just send checks. Where's the check? And hopped in. And that so began our grandma-grandpa. Yeah, I guess I'm your grandpa and your grandma. Our grandparent-grandchild relationship. So I thereby introduce you to my dear third grandson, also known as Johnny B. Good. How you doing, Johnny?
Johnny's good here in sunny Asheville today. Hi, y'all. Welcome to the call. I'm glad you could make it today at this sort of early hour in the afternoon for you West Coasters. But all you folks on the overseas, it's probably just about the right time for you to be on a live call.
Indeed it is. Try to find the time that works for everybody.
Yeah, we like to accommodate.
Yes, we do, because, hey, we're here for you guys. I mean, that we are aligned with our divine mission to serve and support everyone in their healing and uplifting, and that's why we're here. Right, Johnny?
That's right, Grandma. By the way, what is your grandma name? I never did find out.
Gigi.
Oh,
Gigi. And that came up because I did not want to be called Grandma Beth, and my daughter, I wanted to be called Granny because I thought that was a very fuzzy, warm, cozy, old-fashioned name. My daughter was horrified by that and put the thumbs down before they were even born. And then when we found out that she was having twins, a very funny friend of mine said, oh, wow, twins, Grandma, Grandma. G and G, hey, Gigi, and there it was, my name, which was reminiscent. My grandmother, my paternal grandmother, was Swedish, born in Sweden, and Mormor is the name for grandma in Swedish, and my oldest brother couldn't say that, so it became Mimi, and we all called her Mimi, and so it made me also feel connected to her to be Gigi while she was Mimi. So that's the name. And thank you, Margaret, for sharing that it's 9 in the UK and the sun is setting and it's a beautiful evening. And Christy, ha, her kids called their great-grandmother Gigi. So all the names everywhere. My own mother, to her grandchildren, the youngest ones. My sister had her kids. My sister is a lot younger than I am, and she had her kids late. I started early. So we have this sort of interesting dynamic where my grandkids are only a year and a half older than my second youngest nephew. So you see, my mother's grandchildren are a little younger than her great-grandchildren. And those youngest grandchildren call her Amma because they couldn't say Grandma. But now, is that the reason? Because Amma is a very spiritually holy name, and my mother is a, though lapsed, she's a very high-level light warrior, but she's kind of lapsed now, which brings us into our topic, because she has lapsed because she feels and embodies the pain, the anxiety, the anxiousness all around the world that everybody's feeling. So that's why we're here, because we are at a crucial, pivotal point in creation, that with the breakdown that we're going through that will lead us into the breakthrough and coming behind the pandemic and everything that's happened in 2020 into 2021, anxiety and stress have really exponentially expanded, and depression, especially among teenagers, is really on the rise. Suicide attempts also rising. All of this is the sort of thing that my lapsed light warrior mother focuses on to her own detriment. She knows everything that's happening that's horrible all around the world, whether it's weather-related or violence or war or famine, it doesn't matter. She knows. She knows too much, because this is dragging her down to where she is experiencing heightened stress, tension, anxiety, fear, and doubt all day long. And it makes it very hard when you're facing the 3D changes, as we all, changes and challenges as we all are. It makes it really hard, if that's where your focus is, for you to keep your frequency high and plugged in to the right thing. And because we're in the midst of these massive changes that the planet and humanity have never experienced before, there's been a call to action sent out to the whole universe, and that includes each and every one of you. We each need to find our truth, our true nature, and our true role in the evolution and ascension of this planet, the solar system, the galaxy, the whole of all of it. The time of the Great Awakening is upon us all, including all of nature. So it's time for us to turn away from, if you will, the collapse of the old matrix, the old outdated patriarchal paradigm, and into the creation of the new Earth matrix. It's time for us to all choose higher, to let go and let love. And that's why we are here today. That's why we are grateful that each and every one of you have joined us here, so that we can expand this light and love field, love-filled M field, and expand the energetic power of all that we're doing, so that we can each be part of the answer instead of holding on to the problem. So, Kenji, I'm going to turn it over to you.
Well said, Gigi. I couldn't have said it better myself.
Yeah.
Congratulations. You just have graduated to the next level, Gigi.
I love it. I love it. And you know why this is all funny, guys, besides the fact that it just is that Kenji and I created what I just said together. So I think it's hilarious that he says, well said, because together we created that. So I'm glad you think what we did is well said, my friend.
Yes. Thank you. So let's everybody call in our bliss team, our angel team, our comedy team, our humor team, so we can have a lot of fun today. So let's see. I guess I will overview this other little section here of our presentation. And yes, you all were called to this call. And we suggest that you send this announcement, the email, out to everybody that you know, because it is free. And our intention was to reach everybody, no matter what their beliefs, their nationality, their culture, their perspectives on life. I feel that everyone can benefit, and especially the kids, those that are under, say, 18. because some of them are having a bit of a challenge in navigating through the density, if you will, of what's going on the planet. So let's see. We're just going to give some little highlights here to trigger your awareness here. Now, remember, this whole situation of the last year and a half has brought up from your unconscious deep memories, maybe, of perhaps what it was like before. We've had many lifetimes here, folks, and even on other systems that have experienced or are experiencing things of this nature that we are experiencing. So really, a lot of the galaxy and universe is being affected. And believe it or not, most, if not all, let's just say this part of the galaxy, there are those star systems, those planets, star systems that are watching Earth. And they're watching how humanity is going to navigate through this big change. So we are setting the example. We are example setters in a way. So how you do with your emotions and how you do with the mental level is going to affect a lot of beings that are watching us. So if you feel like, wow, all the eyes of the universe are on me, they literally are. But getting back to some highlights here. So the emotions that have been brought up in this time of great change has triggered maybe some deep memories from your past, from early childhood, maybe even from your birthing experience. So just know that everything is in divine order as to what you are experiencing emotionally and psychologically. And the idea here is not to get trapped by what you're feeling and your thoughts that are racing through your sleepless nights, especially this month. Perhaps many of you are having difficulties going to sleep and staying asleep. So that is all part of it. So not to worry. You'll get back on track today and get realigned. So remember, these emotions and thoughts that are not so-called processed or dealt with are going to be lingering, like in Gigi's mom's case. And we all have this power to choose what we want to focus on. So it doesn't mean because the whole world's in lockdown and whatnot that you have to relate to that. You can be aware of it, but if you take it in, then you're going to suffer. So those of you that are like reflectors, in a matter of speaking, or have open centers to where you just absorb everything that's going on in your environment, you can change that. And you don't have to accept all that in your field because that will make you sick. And that will maybe create, I got to go to the emergency room or I got to go to the hospital because I'm experiencing these weird symptoms and I have no clue as to what this is. And then, of course, your doctors will say, and if you do that, well, we don't really know what's going on here, but we'll maybe just give you these meds. Okay. Another point here is that your inner child aspect, those of you that believe in that, if you feel like your inner child aspect is suffering, just be kind with her, support him, and tell him, tell her that everything's going to be okay. You're going to make it through all of this because there's a lot of help that's being given to us today, a lot of help. So when you're ever in distress, ask, call for help. Give an example. Call forth the healing angel that's associated with Yeshua or the Christ or any Christ being. Call forth their healing angel to be with your body as you go to sleep at night and during the dream time. It will be very comforting when you do that. You can also call upon, this is another little side highlight, call forth the four elements to help you cleanse the emotions that are being called forth. So we are going to, Beth and I will do some back and forth, and then we'll perhaps take some Q&A from you folks. which is always very enlightening for the group. So remember, when you ask or you share, it helps the whole group. So those of you that are shy, we give you permission today to be unshy and to speak up.
That's now, on that note,
I'd
like to share that for anybody who knows me and works with me, I think that you would find it hard to believe that I used to be very shy. I was very quiet and I was very shy. And now I'm not, because it was revealed to me when I was 14 that it did not serve me to constrict myself by not speaking out. So even if your heart is pounding and you don't know exactly what you're going to say, trust that if you are called to raise your hand and do some Q&A, that it's part of your evolution, your opening, your awakening, and your expansion. Because once you begin speaking your truth and light, you open up a whole new pathway to receive more that will empower you more fully to speak the greater truth and the greater light. Isn't that right, Johnny B. Good?
And that's why you became a lawyer and you speak in increments of 30 minutes? 30 minutes.
Actually, that's
paragraph.
Not why I became a lawyer. I became a lawyer because I, at the age of 9, wanted to be an actress, but somehow knew I'd have to have a day job, and I saw Judd for the Defense when I was sick, and as I watched him in front of those 12 people, I had a lightning bolt shot through me, like, hey, they can't clap, but they can't leave. That will be my audience. I will be a lawyer. That's why
wow.
I became a lawyer. But the truth is, underneath it all, and this goes to opening to the full truth and light of you, whoever you are, I was always meant to be a lawyer, but the reason, the main reason I was meant to be a lawyer was to learn how not to abuse power and money. And I only recently learned that. I thought I was trying to help people, which I was, but that was a very indirect way of doing it.
So, well said.
Be open to what more is possible for you, and it will be so.
And speaking of shyness, I was very shy growing up. You guys wouldn't believe how shy I was. I didn't open up till I started to have to teach. At my older age of, I don't know, 50 or whatever it was, I would go to, as a teenager, I would go to parties and just stand there. And I wouldn't say anything.
Wow.
Imagine that, you know? You're supposed to
would
interact.
Would you go by yourself or with other people?
No, I usually went by myself, so I felt very subconscious. In fact, as a teenager, I was very self-conscious. I was very shy, although I had always a lot to say because I felt and saw many, many levels that I knew my peers would not relate to, so maybe that's also why I just was very silent. So, folks, when you guys start teaching, that's really your opportunity to really open up, because the more that you share, the more that's given to you. Oh, wow, that's a big rush right down my spine, through my crown.
Mm-hmm.
The more that you speak up, the more that will be given to you, and we will call that a channeling state or a free flow state or a stream of consciousness. Some of you can do it in writing very well. Now, just bring it up to the throat chakra and you'll be fine.
It's also a great way to heal and to release what you're before it gets stuck and lodged in your body is to speak your truth. You need discernment because the truth serves. If it doesn't serve, it's something else, something egoic, something monkey mental mind. So always take the time to discern, is this truth that needs to be spoken? And if so, then speak it. Even if your knees are knocking, even if you're scared, it's how, as Kenji said, you move forward into what more is happening, what more is possible for you.
Well said, Gigi. You just bumped yourself up to another half a level. This is very good.
Okay, so I'm responding to, well, okay. I think, Dawn, can you be heard? Can you hear now? there is, if anyone is on this call and trying to access the video, it's an audio-only call. So don't worry if you're not seeing anything with your sensory eyes. The seeing is going to be internal with your inner eye.
Wow.
Okay.
That bumped you up another level, Gigi?
Yes. I love the jumping up.
Yeah. Okay, let me just quickly review the highlights. So all of you are ready, because you're here on the call, to go within and to embrace your innate truth, because the call for what's happening, or because of what's happening on the planet, is for you to find what's true for you. So you know that you're not going to take in that which is not true for you from the world. You're only going to embrace that which is true for you, and you're going to ride that wave of light into forever. It's very important that we take time to walk in nature. I'm going to give you a little quick healing tip around trees that was given to me from the other side. Go find your favorite tree, stand in front of it, you know, the bark part, you know, the trunk part, and with your closed hands, palms facing the bark of the tree, the trunk of the tree, put your hands about 3 inches away from the bark and ask to be invited into the spirit of that tree. And as soon as you do that, begin to, or you will find your hands beginning to expand away from the bark of the tree, like the aura of the tree is now talking to you, and it's pushing your hands farther and farther away from the trunk of the tree. You can do that for as long as you want. In fact, the aura of the tree can get very big, which is going to tell you, okay, we are now connected. Then turn around and put your spine against the trunk of the tree. Close your eyes and go into meditation and communicate with the spirit of the tree. This is one way to get recentered, refocused, repurposed, and all that good stuff. So that would be your lovely assignment when you walk out into nature. And walking barefoot is another way of grounding with the earth. So we suggest that as well. Some of you from today may experience a deep womb healing. That's for both men and women. Our womb space has been injured, has been compromised, has been affected. And so the call now is to open back up to your womb space and allow the trauma to naturally get healed. You don't have to do much. Just understand that when you focus there into your womb space,
things
can happen.
What you're offering, Kenji, because it's showing everyone how much natural healing can be done with alignment connected in with yourself, what needs to be let go, what you're trying to draw in, and how powerful nature can be as a healing element. There are many, many opportunities that if we are not in the present moment still with nature, for healing, for releasing, you can dump everything that doesn't serve you into the earth, and Mother Earth will transmute it and recycle it for her own healing. So it gives you the opportunity to both be of service to her healing as well as to heal yourself. So I love what you're saying about working with the trees. We all need to become present to the opportunities in each and every moment of the day where healing is available without making it be that you have to go to a healer to be healed. You are a healer. Everybody on this call has healing capabilities or you wouldn't even be here. That's part of the truth and light that you need to open up to. That's part of what can happen if you do what Kenji said and connect with the trees and with their auras for healing.
Yeah, baby.
Red Rocks, another great place.
Red Rocks.
I was at the ocean this weekend, and the energy coming from the earth under the sand and the water was very, very healing. Connecting in with nature will really serve you well in releasing the anxiety, the fear, the overwhelm, the challenges that you may be picking up from the collective consciousness and all that is going on. So be available to the spontaneous healing that the universe is offering to you.
Yes, and the sound of waterfalls, they could be little waterfalls.
Yes.
Or the sound of a babbling stream or creek or the ocean waves on the beach is very healing to your inner ears, your clairaudience, that part of your brain that's overstressed and overburdened. So allow nature to bring forth that healing for you. And always give thanks, because nature just sends you more gratitude as you give gratitude to her.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Can I have another amen, brother?
Amen. Hallelujah. So let's take a couple of callers before we move into the energy work. Let's, again, hold space for all the tech gremlins not to be active at this moment.
When is the sound going to come back on?
Hello? I can't hear anything all of a sudden, but I had a recording come on that says you now may ask your question, but I don't know if that went on for everybody, so I will mute until I hear something. This was Julie, by the way, Julie Holt.
Okay, that's what happened. I got muted myself. That's why no one could hear me. Julie, are you there? If you've muted yourself back, unmute
yes,
yourself.
Yes, no, I am here. Yes, hi, Beth.
Great. Okay, and now I found Kenji. We'll unmute him. All right, I think, Kenji,
there? I pressed *2, and then I heard you talking.
Okay, so now here we go. So, Julie.
Yes.
Please, go ahead.
Well, my question is, I certainly, you know, feel the changes, and I am a little confused. One of the goals for me is to get my power back, because as an empath, you know, I have certainly given my power away most of my life. And I've been, you know, practicing, you know, yoga, different types of practices, as well as meditation. And trying to gain my power back. And I just feel that, yes, I'm changing. I'm noticing changes. I'm connecting to my intuition more. And I don't know what the future holds, you know, in terms of my, you know, relationship, my marriage of a long time, because the communication has broke down. And I just don't know. If I know there's karmic ties and whatnot, but I don't know what, you know, the next step is. I have kids that are teenagers right now. So I'm just trying to say the, you know, the Ho'oponopono prayer a lot and keep it together. And I've been the glue, I guess. But it's been tough.
Kenji?
Because I think my husband has entities and things, and, you know, he was on the path, but he's no longer right now, and we're just growing in different directions, I guess.
Okay, I have a response. So we do have resources, Gigi and I, for stuff which you just mentioned regarding entities. In fact, we have resources for a whole lot of stuff. If we are not able to do it personally ourselves, we recommend our colleagues. So you folks out there that maybe are not finding the right resources, you can email us, and I'm always happy to refer people to people that I know that do really, really good work. One suggestion, dear, is take a deep breath right now and just allow your field to clear of everybody else's thoughts, feelings, and emotions. And this can go back to actually when you were a baby. Just allow it to happen. You just hold the focus, and the internal state that you are now willing on all levels to let go of all projected energies onto yourself, be it the mind, be it your emotional body, be it your physical body. And as you do this, begin to breathe in your higher self. It doesn't come from a location, since it's everywhere, your higher self. Just replace that energy that's leaving you with you. And when you do that, then you'll be able to make clear choices. You'll be able to make changes from clarity rather than fear and confusion.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yes.
There's also an issue of trust that is coming up, and it would be very beneficial for you to begin trusting at deeper levels what is coming through for you from the divine. You mentioned some issues with your husband, so you want to trust that you are getting the right messages from the divine as to what you need to do, what is yours to do, what is yours to leave alone. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Everybody's on their own path. And even if your paths feel divergent at this time, that doesn't mean that that's how it is forever. And yet if you allow that divine intuition to come through your right brain and trust your heart and your gut brain to give you the answers more than that left mental mind brain, we're going to work with the heart and the gut brain in the activation so you'll have this experience. It would be very powerful for you to begin trusting yourself at deeper levels. Make sense?
Thank you. Yes, it does. And it's I'm working on, you know, just the Kundalini yoga, anything that I can to, you know, just help me to, you know, gain my power back, because I did, you know, give it away for a very long time. But I do feel changes.
That's a very powerful point. You gave it away. It's yours to claim and pull back and bring back to you.
Oh, no, I have a part
in it.
You're doing
it.
Absolutely.
Absolutely right. Perfect, perfect. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you both.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for calling on me.
You're welcome.
God bless.
God bless you as well. Okay, so next up is Juan. You're unmuted, Juan.
Yes, thank you.
You're very welcome.
You can
hear
me.
May we serve and support you today, my friend.
I'm well, thank you.
I have a quick question for Kenji. And a lot of us live in an urban environment, and we do not have access to nature. And sometimes it can be a very long drive away to get to a park or something. So what would be the best practice to do in this case?
You can bring nature to where you are.
Amen.
So we all are very empowered when we realize that we are empowered. So one way to, as we say, transcend the limitations of physicality and duality, I'll give you an example. The wind element, in your meditation, you can call forth the wind as one of the four elements and ask the wind to send you beautiful butterflies that you're going to breathe into your body, not only through your nostrils and your mouth, but in your ears, through the pores of your skin, into your chakra system. And the power of butterflies, the power of the wind, is very cleansing. So you can direct this element, the wind, into those places within you that are ready for cleansing. Try that. It actually works. Try it as you go to sleep at night. Practice this for 30 days. You can also call upon the other elements too. But start out with the wind and see what happens.
Another way to connect when you aren't able to get out in nature is to draw the tree root energy up from underneath the earth, because the trees are all connected and communicating under the earth. So if you energetically call upon the tree roots that are under your space where you live, where you work, where you are, you can bring that element of nature in without being present to nature. And I love what you said, Kenji, about drawing in the wind. I mean, the wind is always available everywhere.
Yes. We love the wind.
Yes. Thank you.
I remember, Ron. I'll share with you a Sedona Rock story. So I went to sit on Baby Bell Rock, which is kind of like the baby to Bell Rock, for those of you that have been to Sedona. And it was a very windy day. In fact, the wind was probably 50 miles an hour just on Baby Bell Rock, I believe. Because when we were walking up there, we didn't feel the wind that much. And I'm going, well, okay, there must be a purpose for it being very windy here. So I faced the wind, and I allowed the wind to clear my mind. And I did this for about 20 minutes. And it works. The wind can help your mind to clear. Face the wind on a windy day, and ask the wind. Ask the wind for clarity. Remember, nature, every aspect of nature is like us. It's alive. It has consciousness. It can speak to you. So use your powers. That's one way to reclaim your power, is to reclaim the elemental power that is within you, within your body.
Yes. So Juan, you've got some homework there. Kenji's giving you a 21-day assignment. Do you accept?
Thank you for those wisdom.
Say that again?
I said thank you for those wisdom.
You're welcome.
You're welcome. And send money by PayPal.
I was going to say report back by email and let us know how your assignment works out, but whatever flows, do that, Juan.
Yeah.
Thank you for that question. We can take one more caller, and then we're going to move into the activation and on with the show. So this is Anonymous. You've been unmuted, Anonymous. Do you...
Hello?
Yes. Hi.
Oh, hello. Thank you so much. This is Karen, and I've been enjoying the call. I was inspired. I have a question and a personal question. A question just in general, I think, for everybody. If you don't live near a beach, so you don't get the energy through the sand and the water and all that, what about if you live near a river, a park where there's a river? Of course, it's polluted.
Perfect.
You can't go in it, but...
It's okay. Like it's still, it's still nature, even if we've dismantled it with pollution.
Okay.
Sitting near the river and listening to the sounds, feeling the energy of the earth. I mean, that's the important thing to remember. This is all energy. Energy is fluid. We're all one with everything. Setting your intention to connect with the flow of the river is going to be super powerful, even if the water is sadly too polluted to get in.
Oh, wow, great. Thank you. I also wanted to ask, I've been on a healing journey seemingly forever, spiritually, physically, mentally, emotionally, and I've been dealing with a lot of physical issues over the years. And these past 2 years, I really have been through hell. It's been like the worst time of my life. My partner passed away. Long, long story. Anyway, I feel like I've been getting worse. I've recently developed, or it came to a head, another physical issue. And also spiritually, I feel blocked from my psychic gifts. So anyway, any guidance you could offer, what is holding me back from healing and moving forward? What do I need to do?
I will.
Grandma, you can respond to that because I will bring in that aspect in the prayer.
Okay. Perfect. And let me tell you, Kenji's got some mighty powerful prayers. So what I'm sensing is your heart is broken. And that rupture, if you think of it not so much as the sadness and the loss and the grief, but think of it as what that sadness, loss, and grief. Mary Finney, I acknowledge you. You said thank you for that question. Sorry to interrupt myself, but I saw you had raised your hand earlier. I did try to find you, but you're going to get covered by what we cover here anyway. So thank you, Mary, for acknowledging this question and saying thank you for it. So when we are moving through sadness and grief and loss, even betrayal, because when we lose a beloved, it can lead to feelings of betrayal. And if we are holding that, like, why did you leave me? Why did this happen? And the betrayal may not be aimed at the person who's transitioned. It could be at God, at the universe. So what you need to do is to tune into the healing that needs to be done in your heart. And we're talking your energetic heart, to allow it to expand back into the fullness that is you completely aligned as one with your intuitive gifts. You have to trust that it is safe for you to open again, because the fear body, the pain body, is sending this message that it's not safe because you've been hurt. Does that make sense?
Yes. I've been hurt by family as well.
Yes, all the hurt, all the pain. That's also probably what you just spoke of, is why betrayal. Why I'm sensing betrayal energy has caused fissures and cracks in your heart. So you want to visualize flowing higher vibrational energy through your crown down to your heart, and let it trust what color, what frequency, what comes through. Really trust that it's what you need in that moment to heal your heart, and then open the horizontal channel, so from about your underarm to the base of your rib cage, and let it all flow out to left and right, so you create a horizontal channel to both discharge what does not serve you in your heart, as well as create a stabilizing effect. So come into a state of vertical stability first, which we will do momentarily in the activation, and then open that horizontal channel so that you're in both a vertical and horizontal state of synchronized stability, where you can then discharge the crud that doesn't serve and draw in the light through the crown, the energy, the healing, to smooth out all the broken parts and bits that are in your heart. Does this seem doable to you?
Yes, yes.
I love the enthusiasm and excitement.
As you're speaking, thank you.
You're very welcome. And Kenji is already praying for you, and we will continue for all those who have heart issues, heart walls, brokenheartedness. This work is for you. So thank you so much. You're very welcome. Much love to you, my dear.
Yes.
All right. So, Kenji?
Yes, I am here.
Shall we begin the activation? Or would you...
We're coming up on one hour of the call,
so we could maybe take one more caller, but then I think we need to move on. So do you want to take another caller? And Mary, I am grateful
caller.
That that's what you needed to hear. You see, before you answer that question, Kenji, that's what happens when you're in alignment. Mary posted in the chat that she had her hand raised, and due to some reason beyond me, that she had her hand lowered. And I saw that. I looked for her name, couldn't find it, but I allowed the guidance to come through. I'm getting full body chills down my right side, which is moving the side that is moving forward into your purpose, into what more you're here to be, do, have, and create. So after I couldn't find Mary, I just trusted that whoever I was going to call on next was going to assist her, and that's what we got. So trusting what's coming through is huge. Right, Kenji?
Yes.
And I'm glad
you're willing to not be in control when you're in the
teaching
state. Hey, can I get another amen, sister?
Amen, brother. All right.
I was going to mention one more quick call.
Caller.
Oh, what was I going to mention? Never mind. Let's take, one more quick call.
Okay. Blur. This is 075.
Hello?
I think it's, hello?
Hello?
Hi, who's this? Hello?
It's Tanya.
I'm sorry, say your name again.
I'm Tanya.
Okay. How can we serve and support you today?
Well, my question is very similar to the lady that was talking about losing her power. And I kind of started to bring in my power back, but now I'm struggling with procrastination because I kind of know what I want to do and I want to do it, but I don't do it. And I don't know either I should trust and wait that something is coming, or is it me kind of not being in a kind of still in my power, which I also gave away a long time ago. So what would you suggest I should do?
Kenji, you want to take that question?
Yeah. So the seeds of doubt were sown in your pretty little brain and mind by others. So in meditation, review your life and connect up with all of the people and circumstances and situations in your life where you allowed others to bring you doubt. And this could be doubt on many levels. Just remember, when you are affected by other people's doubts, you tend to shut down, you tend to shrink energetically, you tend to close off your chakra flows and your ability to express yourself. So I feel with you, your throat chakra, you can start with opening up your throat chakra so you can begin to bring clarity to all those times where you allowed others to shut you down and make you wrong or make you incorrect or to make you really small. You understand this?
Yes, I do. Thank you very much.
Okay.
There were plenty of people, yes.
Yes.
I thought I kind of forgave them, and I was working on forgiving like all the situations in my life.
Yes.
But probably it's not whole. I mean, I haven't finished, my work.
Yes. Yes. So when you when you come upon these people or situations, yes, bless the whole experience.
Mm.
And that's the healing too. That's the power of blessing. Blessing is very healing. So when you bless someone that has done you wrong or that you believe has done you wrong, when you bless them, you make them okay. And what happens with the charge of the emotions related to those memories and situations begins, they literally begin to evaporate, dissipate. It begins to become no more. Mm-hmm. So in that sense, healing can be very simple. So you just practice that in your meditation. Go into the neutral zone. Go into the neutral zone.
I like that.
Zone. Yes. That would be a title for somebody's book, Going into the Neutral Zone. Okay. Have fun with that, dear.
Thank you very much. Thanks a lot.
Remember, too, that gratitude is as powerful a healer as blessing. And if you extend gratitude to whatever the pain, the challenge, the discomfort, the situation is, and open to receiving the lesson, you will move through it with great ease and grace. So between the blessing and the gratitude, you can heal anything. Truly, you can.
Okay.
Amen.
And I'd like to share, you're very welcome. Thank you for showing up and asking that question. Kenji, I'd just like you to know that in the chat box, we are getting lots of amens. You're getting lots of amens. So just always know that it is happening in the background, even if you can't hear it.
Yes, I'm in the amen country.
Elaine just said yes, amen again. All right, so let's move into the activation. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So we're going to do this activation to heal through the breakdown and change. So come into a comfortable, easy position, whatever that is for you. No need to be uncomfortable. We can receive more willingly, more readily, more openly when we are not focused on our physical body. Close your eyes, bring your attention to your third eye, and then drop it down to your heart space, imagining that you are standing in the center of your heart. And from that center point, bless you, my dear Kim, we are going to ground with a golden anchor that Kim introduced me to not long ago. So imagine your higher self in front of you, handing you the most brilliant, beautiful, sparkling golden anchor that you're going to receive in your hands. Notice that in receiving it, it has connected with your core, and you're going to now then drop it into the center of the earth. Feel the weight of the grounding anchor as it sinks into the heart of Mother Earth, into her golden grace light ball. And then run that grace light back up. Bring it back up to your feet and feel it flow up to your heart space. From that same center point of your heart, we're going to connect above to the heavens. So imagine a silvery white light flowing up from the center of your heart through your throat, your third eye, and out the crown. You're going to send it up to the furthest reaches of the galaxy where you will see, sense, feel, or just imagine that your divine star point is there. You're going to lasso that star point and wrap your white silvery light around it three times. Now draw that heavenly energy that is the truth of you as a divine sovereign being of love, light, and service. Bring all that divinity down your white silvery light back to your crown and let it flow back to the center of your heart space where it meets that gold grounding energy from below. Breathe into this vertical state of stability. As you turn your attention to that convergence point of the two lights and expand it out into a column that's about arm's distance around you and runs from that grounding point below to that expansive point above. Let the energy, the colors, the frequencies expand into that column in any way that they seek. Take a nice, deep, easy breath in. As you come into this expanded state of stability, as above, so below, as within, so without. And now return your attention deeper to the center of your heart space, where there's a zero set point, a power button that is activating your connection to the new consciousness grid. You're going to activate that power button, and it releases an infinitely expanding orb, a sphere of grid lines out from the whole of you. So send this circular sphere of grid lines out, top, bottom, front, back, side to side, and infuse a rainbow frequency into those grid lines. Trust and allow if you receive something else, whatever the color, the frequency is that is calling you today. You're connecting into the new consciousness grid. And now return your attention to your heart space. Look further within your heart, and you will see a portal. Maybe it'll appear as an opening or a pinpoint of light, or just imagine a portal that you're going to pass through from your heart space into the infinite field of all that is, into the quantum. On the other side, you will see this beautiful meadow. Allow yourself to receive what is there in whatever extrasensory way you receive it. And notice that on the far left side of the meadow is a waterfall. I want you to walk over to that waterfall and step inside of it. You are offering to this powerful divine elixir, this magical natural water element, all that needs to be released, all fear, tension, stress, anxiety, doubt. Channel in all that needs to go and let that release into this beautiful waterfall. Take a deep breath in. And exhale with sound, letting go of all density that does not serve you as you receive this cleansing from this divine waterfall. Step out of the waterfall and walk to the center of the meadow where there is a luminescent white circular clearing. You may feel the need to shake off some of the extra water like a dog getting out of water. Allow yourself to trust what you need as you step into the center of that circle. Feel that luminescent white light flowing up underneath the soles of your feet and allow it to draw out any additional density, sticky, sludgy, tarry crud that needs to go. Notice in front of you Archangel Raphael, Archangel Michael, Archangel Gabriel, and Divine Mother have gathered before you, and other divine beings as well as your ancestors have encircled the outer edge of the clearing. Notice who's present and allow yourself to receive their support and healing energy for all that you're going through. Archangel Michael steps forward and withdraws his sword from its scabbard. He is going to cut cords. So take a moment now to direct your mental, physical, emotional, and energetic bodies to release with his sword any cords, especially old, diminished, near-dying cords that are draining your energy and your capacity to connect with your gifts and to heal spontaneously. You have complete control here, and you can direct only the cords that do not serve to be cut as Michael steps forward and draws his sword from crown to toe. He comes to your left side and does this again. All cords that do not serve you are being sent back with love and gratitude from wherever they've come from, and the instruction not to be returned as they will not be accepted. Michael now moves to the rear and cuts again cleanly from crown to root and moves to the right side, cutting again. He steps back and Raphael steps forward. Take a deep breath in to allow your four bodies to adjust to the new freedom and empowerment, the return to you, as it were, of your own energy, light, and power as a result of clearing the diminishing cords that do not serve. Raphael is offering a sacred eight, a vertical sacred eight. He's offering this into your heart space. Receive it now and allow the top of the eight to loop around your heart center and the bottom to loop around your power and sacral. We are in this way connecting the gut and the heart brain. From above, receive the violet healing flame of Saint Germain. You may notice if you look up that he's hovering up there as he blesses you with the violet healing flame through your crown. It goes directly into that sacred eight that begins to grow in potency and expand outward as it connects your heart and gut brain so that you more easily and gracefully can connect with all of your gifts as well as the divine wisdom that you hold within that will inform you as to what needs to be done to heal. Allow that violet healing flame to emanate out through the whole of you from that sacred eight. Trust what is happening, even if it's something different than what I'm guiding you. Take a deep breath in and receive the violet healing flame in, through, and as you. Take a deep breath in, letting all of that settle, and notice that Gabrielle, Archangel Gabrielle, is gesturing to you to follow him over to the beach. There's a beautiful beach with clean, flowing seawater. And on that beach is your team, your Wise One team, your divine guides, your spirit guides, even your guardian angels, and perhaps an ancestor or a beloved who has transitioned. Walk onto that beach and join the circle of these divine beings that are here for you today. Notice that they are raising their hands, palms outward, connecting to the person, the being on their left, and the one on the right. Notice, too, that these divine beings, your support team for healing and up-leveling, have activated the heart light. It's as if there is a flame burning in, through, and as their heart, at the same time as there is an infusion of light from above down into that center of the circle, coming in and connecting all of you. As you now receive from the being on your left, receive that energy, that healing, that up-leveling, coming through the left, and then send it out through the right so that you are becoming as one with your team, calling in confidence, radiant, vibrant health, boundless financial prosperity, ease, and fulfillment in all of your relationships, abundance in all things, more confidence and courage, joy, happiness, delight, and the true knowing that we are all one. Breathe all of this divine lusciousness in right now and let it saturate your very being. Notice now that from above, Saint Germain, Raphael, and Michael are bringing in the double helix, that DNA strand, sort of looks like a rotating sacred eight, if you will. They are bringing this in from your crown and layering it in through and as the whole of you. This double helix DNA is reprogramming your DNA to flow in exponentially expansive abundance, radiant, vibrant health, peace, calm, love, light, and joy. This is the truth and light of you. Open now to receive this reprogramming down to the level of each and every cell as your very blueprint of your DNA is reprogrammed to flow effortlessly with exponentially expansive abundance in all areas. Keep breathing. Allow the work to do the work and trust that you are receiving exactly what you need right here, right now. Take a moment or two in silence as you allow the shifts and changes in your field to occur, to adjust to this up-leveling. Keep breathing. Hear the sound of the water. Feel the wind on your face. Feel the beach under your feet. Feel the love flowing left to right. Notice that this circle of divine beings, your divine team, have drawn their hands down and have opened the way for you to step out of the circle. Before you take your leave, extend gratitude and love to each and every one of these divine beings who has come here today to support you in healing through the breakdown and change and opening to flowing in the frequency of the breakthrough, that being love, light, and infinite abundance. And now walk back to the meadow, all the way back to the portal, and pause before you enter that portal to turn around and look at the infinite field in at this beautiful meadow, taking in all that has happened here, honoring yourself for showing up and being willing to let go of what doesn't serve so that you created space for greater effortless, radiant, vibrant health and wholeness in all things, in all levels. And now step through that portal back to your heart space. Turn your attention above the right side of your head at the inner bounds of your auric field. There's a light switch. Turn that on and oh my goodness gracious mercy, how beautiful your aura is, all sparkling and clear and radiant. Turn your attention to the outside of your auric field and imagine pouring liquid platinum, that most impervious of natural substances, all over the outer edges of your aura to shield it and protect you. Now stud it with hundreds of little tiny diamond mirror tiles so that anyone's energy that comes towards you is reflected back to them. Yours remains within, and theirs remains without. You can connect through your light without mixing up the energy. Take a deep breath in, letting all of this settle. As you call all of your conscious awareness, call all of your energy back to now and place it in the central channel that runs in front of your spine from your crown to your root. You're calling all of you, your gifts, your wisdom, your intelligence, your abundance, all your conscious awareness back to you and stuffing it into that central channel. As we say, Mother, Father, God, Source of all that is, Archangels Gabriel, Raphael, Michael, Saint Germain, all the healing angels and beings and ancestors who have been here today to assist us in this clearing, this integration, and up-leveling to the frequency of flowing in exponential abundance. For this we extend great thanks, much love, and so it is. So as you're ready, open your eyes and take a look about the room that you're in, just noticing what has shifted or changed, what's come in or out. Doesn't matter what you notice, but the very act of bearing witness helps integrate all the changes, all the higher frequencies into the more dense energy that is the physical body. Going forward, over the next 3 to 5 days, as you fully integrate the work and all the energy that's been flowing since this call began, be sure to drink a lot of water and stay really grounded. Listen to your body. Allow that sacred eight that connected your heart brain with your gut brain to inform you. It will never lie. Listen to that. Beautiful work, everybody. Kenji?
Am I unmuted?
You are unmuted.
Okay. So, folks, staying in this lovely oneness space, we're going to do an alternative version of the 23rd Psalm. And if we add 2 and 3 together, it equals the number 5, which is the number of freedom. So with that in mind, the energies of freedom. The Lord, pure light and love, is my shepherd, my guide and source. I shall not need, I shall not want. The Lord leadeth me beside the still waters, Mother Mary's garden of healing. Take a deep breath. The Lord restoreth my soul, my mind, my ego, my consciousness, my body. Another deep breath. The Lord leadeth me along the path of righteousness, your soul path and integrity, for his, her namesake, which is the kingdom of heaven within. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, humanity's collective fear and doubt, the lockdown, I am fearing no evil, no darkness, no illusion. For thou, Father, Mother, God, art with me within. Thy rod, your light, and thy staff, your wisdom and truth, They both comfort me. The Lord prepareth a table, resolution before me in the presence of my enemies, my fears and false beliefs. The Lord anointeth, blesses my head, your crown chakra, with oil, the living light. My cup, your soul center, runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy, God's grace and compassion, shall follow me all the days of my life, your soul journey. And I am dwelling in the house, the heart of creation, central sun, of the Lord forever. Eternity, oneness, the quantum. Deep breath. Amen. So
Amen.
Be it indeed.
Amen.
So allow
Amen.
This prayer to resonate deep within your spine, and deep within your belly, deep within all levels of consciousness and embodiment. And we suggest that you, as a fun project to do, create your own 23rd Psalm in your own language and invoke it daily as part of your meditation or your evening prayer before you go to sleep.
Beautiful. So beautiful and powerful, Kenzie. Thank you for that
mm-hmm.
prayer. And so, with that, we are going to wrap up the call. If you want to go deeper with the work, with the healing, you can access my website at BethHerndobler.com. In addition to private sessions, I do a monthly energy healing call where we take journeys as the M-field of our group guides us to do, so that is a very economical way to experience the healing work if that speaks to you. And Kenji, where can people find you?
You can find me right here. Right here. I'm always here. Most likely in Asheville. And for those of you that maybe aren't familiar with our website, you can go to kenjikumar.com. And I'm offering, officially in a few days, a wonderful mentorship program. And I wanted to say, during our call, the thunder gods have been making their sounds. So that's always a good positive sign when the thunder gods come and give acknowledgement through their thunderous voice of confirmation. So thank you guys very much for being with us live and on replay. Many blessings.
Yes. Many, much love and great blessings to all. Bye for now.